Good morning. It's 7:33 and it's time for the Bird Migration Report, and we have a special celebrity guest in the studio. Jedediah is, you said Blum Evitz, right? See, I got it right. Yay, I'm such a grown-up.
Good work.
So, you're here replacing my mother, who is off doing other things, chasing shorebirds in Wrangell, actually. Big shocker. And we decided before the show that we're going to come on and do bird mime, right? That's what Jedediah is doing right now. He's miming birds.
So, flapping my arms.
Flapping your arms.
Pointy nose.
Right, you got to do that little head dance thing that some of the grouse do. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Thanks.
Okay, so who's new in the neighborhood?
We've got a long list.
Yeah, they're all showing up this week.
Lots of excitement about hummingbirds. Many sightings all around town.
I got buzzed yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can't tell they trim the hair.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
just yesterday I saw a myrtle warbler. Orange-crowned warblers have been spotted in town. Bunch of sparrows, white and gold-crowned, song sparrow, savannah sparrow, and fox sparrow have all been spotted.
Mm-hmm. And heard.
And heard, yeah. Swallows have been seen. We've got a couple different varieties of those around.
Yeah, you just said there's potential for like four different kinds here.
There's maybe five.
Maybe five. That's cool. I didn't
just
know that.
Looking at range maps.
I'm a big swallow fan. I like the way that they fly like little fighter jets.
It's cool.
They're fun.
Yeah. Hermit thrushes are back.
Right.
People have been spotting them. They have a really cool song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So the thrushes, their song, they're able to hit multiple pitches at once.
I didn't know that. Oh,
so
that's
they'll
cool.
harmonize by themselves.
Wow.
It's pretty neat.
That is really neat. Okay, I'm going to have to listen again closer.
Yeah. Some red-breasted mergansers have been spotted, which are mm-hmm. a little bit different than the common mergansers everyone's used to seeing all the time around here.
Okay.
Yep. Some shorebirds. One that's kind of a random one around here is willets. They don't not normally ranged map here, but maybe blew in on a storm or really like the sunny weather.
Right.
And then yellow
but
legs.
But they're not totally unheard of.
No, they're not unheard of. There's tiny little gray spots all over the U.S. map for the range map saying they could be anywhere.
I see. So they're like the Carmen Sandiego of birds. They could show up at any time. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. And then yellow legs, which are a more common shorebird. People have been seeing great blue herons and kingfishers.
Kingfishers. Yay for kingfishers. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's our whole list of new things.
That's a good list. And potentially there were pictures of harlequin ducks. We just don't know if they're new or if they've been here for a little while.
That's true. I've seen harlequins maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Near my place. So.
Right on. So they've been hanging around. Harlequins are really cool. I just wanted to point out to people, for those people who are not bird aficionados like me, when you told me yesterday that I should go looking for the sound of a myrtle warbler, and I'm Googling and I can't find myrtle warblers anywhere, they have another name.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. There's a lot of that in the bird
yellow
world.
Rump warbler is the more common species, and then the myrtle is really just a color phase specific.
Oh, I get it.
So the song would be the same, but if you spotted one, they wouldn't look the same.
I see. Okay. Okay. So when you go looking for online, you're looking for the song of the myrtle warbler. Look for the yellow-rumped warbler. I discovered that the hard way last night. And then the other thing with thrushes that people may not know is robins are thrushes, right?
Yeah. Robins are thrushes.
So we have robins, hermits, and varied. Are those the only ones we have here?
I feel like we might have one more. But yeah, I have a book.
Yay. Hooray for books.
If I can get there that fast.
How fast can you look up thrushes? So, but the hermit thrush, that one, does it sound more like a varied thrush or more like a robin? I don't know that I could identify it.
The varied thrush kind of does that multi-pitch thing at the same time, that hum whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're a little bit like that, but hermit thrushes are much higher pitch, more metallic, kind of a thin, fluty sound.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll have to go see if I can hear one when I'm out and about. That sounds like fun. Is there any birds that aren't here yet that you expect to see soon?
We're going to get in a lot more warblers So, okay. A variety of those are going to come through, and some will be staying. Wilson's warbler is a really common one around here. They show up and then they stick the whole season.
Oh, okay. Right on.
So people should look up the sound of that and be listening for it.
Be ready for
it. The easiest way to find your warblers is to know their song.
Okay.
Yeah. You hear the sound and then you go looking.
I see. Okay. There's not a good chance of them standing there in front of you showing themselves off.
Not a great chance of them doing that until you're paying attention.
Right.
So there's a couple other thrushes, though.
Okay.
We could get a Swainson's thrush
here. Oh, that's what I've heard of those.
We could get a gray-cheeked thrush here.
Oh, cool. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. So the list goes on.
Okay. Right on. Lots of thrushes. So we've got, what about the big geese migration? Are they here yet?
I mean, people have been spotting geese for a while, yeah.
Right. So,
large crowds.
And the best way to see those is out Chilcat side?
Large bodies of water. It depends where they're coming through. But yeah, people have been seeing them on the Chilcat side down at the opening. People spot them along Chilcat River itself.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet you can find some on the Chilcoot Lake occasionally too, though.
Okay. Well, and I know that it's, if the hooligan aren't here yet, they're going to be here any moment now.
Right.
And there's definitely lots of critter activity out
there.
Yeah,
you're going to be able to find
speaking.
Everything over.
All at once, right? Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking birds with us this morning.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And we'll make you get out of bed early again some other time and come in and talk birds with us.
Fair enough.
Sound like a plan?
Suppose I could do it one more time.
Okay, thank you. We've been talking with Jedediah Blum-Evitz about the local birds in the area. We'll take a short break and go to headlines from National Public Radio.